Hey, what's up, fellow convicts? You know, it's your boy. Today I want to talk about the age of digital and why criminals or those with less fulfilling backgrounds, such as myself, can still get away with being successful. Right now, if you don't own a computer, you have a phone, right? Your phone can act as a computer. I'm telling you, I work in tech now. Before I came home from prison, though, I didn't do nothing. But I'm telling you, I can plug a keyboard into my computer and use it. You got Chromebooks for $100. I mean, they're cheaper than phones, and you can get work done, you know. I don't think people grasp the concept of if you're a good self-starter and a self-taught person, that you can definitely make it further than someone that got, you know, handed everything in their life. You know, that silver spoon story. Got paid for college. I mean, you guys should start envying those people like you envy, you know, a dog shitting in your front yard. It's just not even the same as it was when, you know, our parents were younger. You know, I'm 35 going on 36. You know, I fucked around until I was 30 years old. You know, came home, put 5 years into just marketing myself, burying my past, you know. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people grasp the concept coming home from jail that all you have to do is show that you got the experience, because these kids coming out of college and shit, they're not even getting taught what you need as far as real world tools. And a lot of people that, you know, had to hustle and shit and got caught and come out, we have the best tool of all. We can fucking sell water to a whale. We know how to talk to different customers and different clients. That means we have different, we know how to blend in. We know how to act like a chameleon. And, you know, per each person, I don't know how many different people I dealt with, but, you know, there's some people you had to be more calm with than others, or some people that you had to press your thumb down on harder. I mean, you guys know, girls know what I'm talking about. We all have these, you know, talents that we didn't think is talents coming home, or, you know, throughout life, you know. I mean, shit, I know fucking, I didn't have parents growing up. I'm sure a lot of you guys didn't, but, you know, no one told us what we could do or what we can't do. But now you got the flip side. You got these parents that are telling these fucking kids what to do, but with old fucking ways of doing shit. They're more biblical. They're more, you got to go to college, get the education. Don't try new things. Get the job, get the safety, get the 401k, get the, you know, get the degree. And it's like, guys, I can't keep stressing enough. I have a GED. I did not make it past 10th grade. I am not proud of that at all, but, like, I'm trying to tell you that my failures still wound up fucking not touching shit, because when I walked in and started grabbing clients, or when I walked in and got the six-figure job, I fucking did it by just keeping the fucking everybody's mind on the fact that I can do this, I can do that. Stop looking behind you and start looking at what you have right in front of you. You shouldn't even be looking back. You should never be looking back. I'm telling you, people, you guys got to start fucking thinking outside the box. Stop looking at the way that the world wants us to be seen, you know? You're not a felony. You're just a guy with a mistake. A lot of these criminals upstate, they're not even in jail. They're in Congress. They're in, you know, they're in big businesses, Fortune 500s. They just never got caught, okay? I mean, you know, hiding money and smuggling and shit, you know, getting products from overseas without paying tariffs and taxes and shit like that. That's just as criminal as me selling my drugs. That's just as criminal as the next man breaking into someone's house. It's just as criminal as you forgery and stuff like that. The problem is they do it with the suit on. The time is coming where the kid that wears the Urban Outwear shit is way smarter than the man that is running that company. And that goes both ways. Like, if you got to get a job, you get the experience. But if you got to sell something to a client, that client does not give a fuck who you are. So stop acting like it. The only people that care about what the fuck you're doing is your probation officer and the courts. They're not helping you get a job, okay? They're not going to be able to tell you that there's shit out there better than McDonald's. You guys got to fucking start thinking for yourself. And you got to remember, all this information is online. The internet is full of freedom, okay? Not just for, you know, building web apps and doing shit like that. You can read any book for free online if you just start learning. You can fucking teach yourself how to type and give yourself experience on a fucking resume by typing and become a secretary if you want, or an assistant or some shit, if you just need that shit to get off your feet so you can start thinking for yourself and, you know, start making money for yourself. But all you have to do for the experience is just start typing shit up for your family. Start doing that. And then have them, you know, kind of grade you on it. You know, somebody needs to, you know, write letters out to, you know, certain companies. Ask them, tell them you'll do it for free. And there's nothing wrong with doing shit for free. Nothing at all. You don't want to give your value up for free. That's bullshit. But when you want to make a name for yourself, that's way worth way more than, it's called advertising. When you do something for free and all you ask for is like, hey, give me a review on that. Make sure I can write you down on this. That shit's worth way more its weight in gold than the, you know, a couple $100s or even a couple $1,000s that it would cost for you to advertise your name and shit, because you have an actual customer or client that is willing to vouch for you. Like, we can get this together. It's if it's a new era for, you know, people to start, you know, hiring people without educations like myself, then it's a new era for felons to start, you know, not going back into the system because they feel like they have nothing they can gain. You can make money doing social media marketing. You can make money doing shit that you can do from your couch, people. We're done with the time of, I'm going to sit on my ass and just wait to fucking fuck up and go back to jail. Woe is me, because there's nothing out there for me. It's almost 2020, people. Like, we have the power to do whatever we want. Now it's on you. Right, you made the mistake. Or maybe you made a couple mistakes, right? Maybe you're a different color skin. Maybe you're a female. Maybe, which females have way more power right now than ever. But none of that should fucking matter. You should be sitting there, and if you haven't tried or fucking even attempted to jump online and start figuring out how you can get free resources or following people that are doing the same like-minded shit you want to do in your future, then you're fucking dead wrong. Nobody's going to come up to you and hand you something because you feel like you got a bad rap, okay? We've all done fucking long tails. We've all done bids. We've all been upstate. You're not listening to this shit unless you've been around that type of thing. I'm telling you, stop fucking around and get out there and fucking be somebody. All you have to do is fucking try. I'm telling you. You can make the same amount of money at McDonald's as you can promoting yourself as a fucking influencer or a social media management person. This shit isn't hard, guys. You're not making much there, okay? Do it for yourself. And if not, do it for your family. Get the fuck out there. Make something of yourself. We're in a new era, people. It's time we stop looking at ourselves as just thugs and fucking felons and being fucking our nose snubbed by people that are, you know, probably don't even have as much power as we could, okay? We're strong, independent people. We survived prison. We can survive this petty-ass bullshit business cycle that's going on right now, break the cycle, and get in on the ground floor while it's still hot. Because I'm telling you, people are getting sick of seeing these college educations and still having to train them for a couple years, okay? They want to see someone who's a go-getter, who knows how to find their own information online and fucking learn that subject or learn that skill and then execute it without being handheld. You got a bunch of babies getting born in this world that had parents fucking, you know, just coddle them their whole lives. And then they go out there and they didn't realize shit was real. We know shit is real. Get out there. Make something of yourself, okay? Try to subscribe and like. Send me some messages and shit. It's the holidays. I'm going to be on here a lot more. I've been busy. But if you guys want tips on what to do on anything, or if you guys want to hear some more failure stories of mine to feel better about yourselves, because trust me, I've got tons of them. But you guys got to hit me up. You know, I'll be doing this whether or not I got five people listening or 500. But I told you guys get me up there, you know, start sharing this and, you know, give me some notoriety. I'll start giving you guys, you know, my full legal name and show you guys my rap sheet and shit like that just for fun. It's no biggie, but even if there's five people listening, if you need help, I got you. All right, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.